Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The sexual assault retrial against Bill Cosby continues just outside Philadelphia. Lawyers for Cosby are hoping a star witness will sink the assault case against him. Andrea Constan claims Cosby drugged and assaulted her in 2004. Yesterday, that witness, Marguerite Jackson, recalled a conversation she had with Constan and claims the accuser spoke about fabricating abuse claims against a celebrity to try to get money. A poll showing Republican U.S. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas could be in for quite a re-election fight. A Quinnipiac survey finds the veteran senator leads Democratic challenger Congressman Beto O'Rourke by just 3 percentage points. O'Rourke is yet to start running any real campaign ads, so far reaching out almost exclusively through social media and telling NBC News,
"It's as honest as I know how to be on the campaign trail."
The government says 232,000 people filed first-time jobless claims last week about what analysts were expecting. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Republicans are pushing the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to hand over documents related to the Russia investigation. According to the Washington Post, some of the members met with Rosenstein on Monday of this week, pressing him over the slow pace and, quote, excessive redactions of documents that have been turned over to Congress so far. There's less than a month to go until the U.S. will be opening its controversial new embassy in Jerusalem, moving it there from Tel Aviv. The Times of Israel reporting the U.S. delegation may be headed up by President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner and Trump's daughter Ivanka, though embassy officials say the delegation list is still being compiled and no names have been revealed yet. Another plane problem in the news, as USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
A Delta jet that left from Atlanta heading for London reported smoke coming from one of its engines.
Atlanta, Delta 30 Heavy, declaring emergency. We have an engine fire on number 2.
The plane returned to the airport in Atlanta, where firefighters immediately put out the engine fire. Sound courtesy of Live ATC. There were no injuries reported. I'm Wendy King.
And New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo is going to let 35,000 convicted felons vote. They've been barred from voting by a New York law that requires felons to complete their parole before their rights are restored. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's outstanding entrepreneurs, acclaimed individuals, and members of the Forbes 400 list, and where they share with you their personal journeys of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with us. You know, folks, we met a guest on this show by the name of Bernie Brillstein, who is a very successful talent manager in Hollywood. And during that interview, I became absolutely fascinated with his story of starting out in the mailroom at the William Morris Agency, probably one of the single lowest paying jobs in the entertainment industry, and how Bernie navigated his way to become iconic status in the entertainment world. Well, what's even more intriguing is the list of names who worked in that same mailroom with Bernie while he was there, and the tremendous impact they went on to make in the entertainment world. Well, folks, today we welcome another graduate from the William Morris Agency mailroom who is truly a legend. George Shapiro is one half of the talent management team of Shapiro West and Beverly Hills, whose longtime clients have included Jerry Seinfeld, Carl Reiner, and Andy Kaufman. And I also like to add that George Shapiro actually discovered Jerry Seinfeld, managed him, and they went on to be executive producers of the Seinfeld show. Well, if you're like me, I always want to know, how in the world did they do that? How did they get there from where they started? Well, let's meet today's guest, George Shapiro, and find out his story. George, welcome to Legends of Success, my friend.
Thank you very much, John. You know, John, you have quite a nice voice. I was listening very carefully.
Well,
very
we spoke.
Nice resonance.
Oh, thank you very much. I would sing something to you, but everybody would turn the radios off.
No, don't be afraid. Go ahead.
No, I am afraid.
Okay, well, you're afraid. See, no tengo miedo. I have no fear.
No habla española.
Habla poquito nomás. Es muy importante en California. Anyway.
Yes, Baruch Hashem.
I wanted you to know, I listened to the Ed McMahon show that it was a wonderful interview on your part. Also, Bernie Brillstein, of course, you know, because. You called me, and I was part of that.
You sure were.
And it was so well done. And also, the research was very impressive. I think you mentioned your wife, Billy.
Yes,
in
boy.
In a very nice way that, you know, she makes a nice contribution.
She sure does. You know, life's all about having the best partners, and she is my best friend.
Yeah, it sounds like you really like her.
I do. You know, I better now. It's too late. We were married, and... that's very nice of you to ask. I always try to share the credit because that's what it's all about, isn't
it,
George?
Well, that's great, and you do very good work. It's very, very, very impressive.
George, coming from you, that is the ultimate compliment, and I mean it from my heart. Thank you. And listen, when I see you in a few weeks, I'll talk to you about managing me. How's that?
Okay, we could talk about it. Sure.
Oh, I look forward to seeing it. George, it really, honestly, it's a treat. You know, we've talked a number of times before today's program, and I'm so excited to bring you on. You truly are, you and Howard, your partner, your business partner, your lifetime friend, you guys are legends in this industry. Give the listeners just a snapshot of Shapiro West and what you guys do today. Again, some of the clients, even at the sake of repeating ourselves here,
And then want to find out where you came from, okay? But give us an overview, George.
So what do you want to hear first, where we came from? You want to do it chronologically or what we're doing now?
Yeah, I want to hear today what's currently going on, and then we'll go back and see where you started. Just a snapshot of today.
We have some very exciting projects with Jerry Seinfeld. The B-movie, it's called B-E-E, B-movie, with Jerry. Jerry wrote it with a couple of writers from Seinfeld.
Right.
Spike Ferris and Andy Robin and Barry Martyr, Jerry is producing it and starring in it as Barry B. Benson.
He plays
a bee. It's about a community of bees, you know, with the feeling of them going out into the world like the graduate when he's first graduating.
Sure, right.
And he has a cast set up with his best friend Matthew Broderick.
Mm-hmm.
He has Renee Zellweger, Annette Bening, Oprah Winfrey.
Mm.
Chris Rock, David Letterman. No, so Jerry is on that. He continues to do personal appearances. He loves that. I mean, doing the personal appearances is something that he loves, as was displayed, in the documentary.
Sure.
That that's out there called Comedian.
Sure. As a matter of fact, I watched that documentary, George, that you gave to me. It was one of the most candid interviews behind the scenes I've ever seen of any entertainment story.
Yeah, you know what I loved about it was its total honesty. Even, when Jerry was very vulnerable and insecure in certain scenes, when he was writing new material and trying it out for the first time,
sure.
He was on stage. It was even, this was, I think, at the Comedy Cellar,
mm-hmm.
Where he sort of lost his place, because it was all new material.
Yes.
And there was an English lady in the audience that said, "Is this your first gig?"
I remember that, sure.
And this is after 9 years of success on Seinfeld and doing worldwide tour. But he left it in,
uh-huh.
Which I loved about it, and it's become a documentary that every single comedian has or has to see, because it just shows the whole road, and it was something to be very proud of. It was a great piece of work.
Well, not only that, George, it that's an inspiration for anyone in business. When you look at a Jerry Seinfeld, who is the tops of the world in what he does, and you see the trepidations and the insecurities before he goes on stage, it reminds all of us that no matter where we are in life, we're all human. And Jerry was a great example of showing that.
Yes, it also displays, not only with Jerry, but with every stand-up comedian, the courage that these people have.
Oh,
I mean, that's why I just love them and cherish them, because at the early part of everyone's career, you're getting heckled. You're getting ridiculed. The people are talking over you, and you bomb. Everybody bombs. And to go back on stage night after night and to overcome that and prevail is an amazing display of courage. And there are a lot of people we know that are very funny. I know a lot of kids in school. I know friends that are very funny. In fact, Jerry Seinfeld is the first to say his father, Cal, was much funnier than him, which is verified by his mother and his sister.
Really?
But there are people that are so funny in life, but getting on stage is another thing. You're out there naked, and just getting back on stage, that's why I cherish all of them, from their courage, and it's exhilarating, to see them grow like that.
Oh,
I'm getting off the subject.
Sure.
The other client that we're very involved in now, a couple of other ones, is Carl Reiner.
Hey, Carl, George, before we talk about him, I've got to take a quick break. We're
going
to come back and talk more about what you're currently doing. And I'm going to ask you, what does it take for a George Shapiro to be a talent manager and nurture these people before anyone else believes in them? Ladies and gentlemen, George Shapiro, legendary talent manager, television producer, Discover Jerry Seinfeld, amazing man, is with us today. You're going to hear the story, how he did it all. You're listening to Legends of Success.
And now, some legendary advice from the Legends of Success. Buddy McClain and his partners operate nearly 100 Sonic drive-ins. His keys to success? Stay focused, learn from your mistakes, and share those lessons with others in business.
Several times I looked at where I wanted to go, and I said, is it possible? Are you capable of doing that? Or is your team capable of doing that? And you just got to keep the dream, and you got to keep the faith. But the main thing is you've got to stay focused. You got to stay involved in what you're doing, and you've got to stay focused on your direction. We've made a lot of mistakes, and we've done a lot of things right, and we've learned from both. We've learned from our mistakes, and we've learned from the things that we do right. And that's part of our mentoring program that we have is, if I've already learned from that mistake, why should you have to learn it? Let me teach it to you. And that's part of entrepreneur, and that's part of mentorship.
Learn more about the Legends. Visit legendsofsuccess.com.
Confused by all the talk about a good night's sleep? There's a lot of new mattress companies, but they're all missing something. They're missing expertise. Introducing Tomorrow, the new mattress and sleep system from Serta Simmons Bedding. Tomorrow is great sleep, delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com, promo code HAPPY.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and we're visiting with the fascinating George Shapiro, longtime legendary talent manager and television producer. We're talking about the project before a break here, all the things Jerry Seinfeld's up to today, who was discovered by George Shapiro. What else do you have going on currently, George?
Well, we're working with Carl Reiner. As you know, we've managed him for a long time, my partner Howard West and I.
Mm-hmm.
He just wrote a new novel that's probably the best thing he ever wrote that's out now, called NNNNN. And it's about a very bizarre novelist with a split personality.
Mm.
And it's a wonderful, probably the best written novel that he's done, and Simon and Schuster loved it, and they're just asking him to do another novel, which he's just started.
Wow.
He's also doing a screenplay with it. I just finished the first draft that Howard and I are producing called Tell Me a Scary Story, But Not Too Scary. It's an animated sort of action-adventure children's movie.
Sure.
And it's going to be out, hopefully. You know, the animation takes long, so I don't know when it's going to be out.
Any Andy
but
Kaufman stuff?
The first draft was great, and we loved it.
Any Andy Kaufman stuff going on anymore?
Andy Kaufman lives. Andy Kaufman lives. You know, we have his father and I set up an award called the Andy Award.
Mm-hmm.
That's a competition. It's going to be presented again at the New York Comedy Festival. As part of it, there's an Andy Award.
Mm-hmm.
And people, it's a competition where comedians submit tapes of their act. But it's not basically general stand-up. It's like what Andy stood for. You know, Andy was courageous. He was original. And that's part of it, you know, and
sure.
Straight stand-up is really not what we're looking for.
Well,
but
let me
someone
ask
someone that's trying something unique and original and courageous.
For anyone that's listening that might be an aspiring comedian, how can they find out? Do you have a website that you can remember, or will they search under the Andy Award?
To find how to submit it?
Yes.
Yes, there's a Caroline's webpage.
Okay.
All that to go on is Caroline's.
Uh-huh.
Caroline's is in New York City on Broadway between 49th and 50th Street.
Fabulous.
And, yeah.
Okay. And all you aspiring comedians, I encourage you. I mean,
by the way, Louis Ferranda, he's the one that is, you know, coordinates the talent. Andrew Fox and Louis Ferranda at Caroline's, and you could call them directly, and they'll give you the procedure of submitting the material. And it's very exciting.
Right.
The people that won was really unique, and they ended up on Comedy Central, and they have a whole career because it's just to follow his spirit, his courageous spirit.
You're very prolific. The one thing you do, I notice, George, is you extend the life of your artist, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what a talent manager does, is it not? You look at something and not only nurture it, but you just continue to repurpose and leverage and rebuild, which is which corporate America take a lesson from.
Well, I think that's kind of my passion. You know, it's exhilarating, you know, to find a talent and witness his or her growth.
Mm-hmm.
And, besides Jerry, Howard and I, you know, at William Morris, you know, we worked together at William Morris, and, you know, I met Jim Nabors when he was a film cutter.
Sure, but you know,
he wasn't even working professionally except singing in a little club. And to watch him grow, and I saw Wayne Newton when he was 17 years old, and brought him into the William Morris Agency, and working with the Smothers on the early part of their career, that's besides, and Howard West, you know, he signed Marty Feldman, and we produced a couple of movies with him. But it's just a passion to find someone and watch them grow. But there's nothing more satisfying.
What a reward to watch them and develop and see what they can't see in themselves yet. But let me ask you, talking about talent and developing, where does George Shapiro come from? I know, but tell the listeners, where do you come from? And also, what was life like growing up? Was your family in the business? What's happening?
Well, here, you know, I was brought up in the Bronx. You know, I didn't send you the Bronx Boys documentary, did I?
No, but I've seen it. It's an amazing program.
Oh, because, you know, the Bronx, I'm from the Bronx. We recently had a reunion, you know, 15 of us from kindergarten.
Sure.
And we put it, we filmed it, and it turned out so good. And Carl Reiner came down and interviewed everybody, and it ended up on Cinemax for a year and then on PBS for a year. But I was brought up in the Bronx,
mm-hmm.
Playing games in the schoolyard. I went to PS 80, which was a school where Gary Marshall and Penny Marshall also attended. Besides Howard West and myself, we met when we were 8 years old in the third grade.
Mm-hmm.
And Lenny Lifschitz was our friend and our classmate, and his kid brother, Ralphie Lifschitz, became Ralph Lauren.
Wow.
You know, a world-class designer. And Calvin Klein also went to PS 80. That is absolutely amazing. PS 80 in the Bronx, New York City.
Yeah, that's
And it gave birth to these designers and writers and directors and artists. And then I went to PS 80, and then I went to DeWitt Clinton High School.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started working as a lifeguard, you know, to earn some money to go to New York University. And as a lifeguard, that's where I really had my main connection with show business, because they had a variety show every week. It was incredibly exciting.
This is in the Poconos, correct?
Yes, yeah, in the Pocono Mountains.
Yes.
In fact, before my time, Max Lieben used to be the artistic director there, and he started doing the reviews, which consisted of singers and dancers and comedians, original music and sketches, and this has led to the show of shows. But the tradition continued when I was there as a lifeguard, and Neil Simon and Danny Simon, his brother, were writers up there. Herb Ross was the choreographer.
Wow.
And he became a major director doing Turning Point with Anne Bancroft and Shirley MacLaine. Was nominated for Academy Awards.
Mm.
And Carol Burnett worked up there, and Dick Shawn. And they put on sketches every week, and I used to watch the choreographers, and Neil Simon used to come down and ask Howard and I what's going on with the girls at the waterfront, because you're lifeguards, and and we put them in rowboats and canoes. And then I noticed that on the weekends, because the shows were presented on Saturday night, and then Sunday night, because the new crowd came up Sunday.
Sure.
And on the weekends, these people would come up to watch the shows, talk to the comedians and the singers and the dancers, and they were agents. And during the day, they would go out in rowboats and have a really great time. And I said, is this your job, to come up, you know, to see shows, talk to the girls, go out on rowboats? What do you do? They said they're agents, and they worked with William Morris, MCA, GAC at the time was a major agency.
Sure.
So I said, I got to look into this, you know.
Huh.
I had to go into the Army right after I graduated college. Then I started in the mailroom at the William Morris Agency. I applied for a job there.
And what did it take to get that job? Because it seems like that was a very magical...
You know, in those days, it wasn't difficult.
Really?
It's not like it is today, where you need an IBM, you know.
An MBA, you mean?
MBA, I should say.
Yeah,
IBM.
Sure. Oh, you
an
got...
MBA, you know, to get in, but... that, you know, a lot of people didn't even graduate college, like David Geffen.
Sure.
Because after I started, I got him a job at William Morris in the mailroom.
Well, you
and
got you had...
We started at $38 a week, and Bernie Brilstein pointed out the take-home pay was $32.81.
Right to the penny, and you and that's amazing, and that's probably one of the lowest-paying jobs in the industry. But you also had a lot of famous people right around the same time. You know, you had Irwin Winkler, the producer.
Irwin Winkler was in the mailroom, and Jerry Weintraub, who's producing all of the Ocean's 11, 12, and 13.
I know Jerry,
and he was very enterprising, Jerry, because you know he's really a great salesman.
I used to drive his Rolls Royce when I worked for Rolls Royce of Beverly Hills.
Oh, you're kidding.
You know?
Well, he was in the mailroom, and he called up MCA, the rival agency, and he said, you know, I'm just sort of not happy here at the William Morris Agency. Now, he's calling from the mailroom.
I love it.
And I'm thinking of a change. I'd love to come in for a meeting. He ended up meeting with MCA, and he got a job there as a junior agent out of the mailroom at the William Morris Agency.
Jerry Weintraub is one of the most brilliant, creative, and creatively assertive guys I ever met.
Well, he's amazing. First of all, putting these pictures together.
Yes.
You know, with Brad Pitt and Matt Damon and Andy Garcia and, you know, Julia Roberts.
And Clooney.
And getting all these people. George Clooney. I mean,
sure.
He started with George Clooney. But just getting all these people together to do three movies. Everyone has 20 offers.
He's an amazing guy. He really is an amazing guy. But so these are, well, this is incredible. You went to school with the people you went to school with in the Bronx who became very successful and well-known. Now you're in the mailroom at that time, and all these people, even including a guy by the name of Michael Ovitz. I want to ask you when we get back from a break, because I got to take a quick break. How does a guy like Michael Ovitz become the former most powerful man in Hollywood and then short-circuit a career? I never understood quite what happened. Maybe you don't even want to comment about it, but...
Maybe I will. Maybe
good.
I will, Lois.
Hold that thought. Hey, folks, George Shapiro, what a tremendous, tremendous guest. This show's going too fast. We're on Legends of Success. We'll be back right after this.
Stick around, because still to come...
I want you to tell me what happened in 1998 when Jerry Seinfeld finally quit. How much he was offered, where it was, and who was in that room.
Jack Welch had a meeting with Jerry Seinfeld. He wrote on a little piece of paper, Jack Welch, handed it to Jerry, and it said $5 million per episode. It was quite flattering. And Jerry, you know, he said, well, you know, thank you for the offer. We'll think about it. We'll talk about it. Then we went for a walk in Central Park, and we sat on the bench, 81st Street in Central Park West. It was the same bench that Jerry sat on with his father when he was 21 years old. And he was just a senior at Queens College and told his father he wanted to go into comedy.
Oh, jeez.
The same bench. And then he talked and he said from his gut, he said he just feels it's time to leave the scene.
Stick around. The story of Seinfeld, coming up on Legends of Success with John Resnick.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to dealing with Russia, President Trump says,
there has been nobody tougher than me.
Saying after meeting with Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe yesterday,
with the media, no matter what I did, it's never tough enough because that's their narrative. But Russia will tell you there has been nobody tougher than Donald Trump.
The president also saying during the news conference he doesn't plan on firing special counsel Robert Mueller, and he does hope to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in the next few weeks. The FAA is now ordering inspections of jet engine fan blades, like one that snapped off and caused an engine to blow in flight on a Southwest Airlines jet on Tuesday. The FAA order coming nearly a year after the company that built the engine recommended additional inspections. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
One-on-one conversation with the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs and business people alive today. This is Legends of Success.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick with the continuing story of legendary George Shapiro. George, you're in the mailroom. You're working there. You met one of the people that was in that mailroom of the William Morris Agency with you and Howard West. At one point was Michael Ovitz. My question to you, and I'm sure a lot of listeners want to know, how can you become who was the most powerful person in the entertainment industry? You got it all going for you, and you blow it. What happened with Michael Ovitz, and how did he short-circuit his career here?
You know, that's not easy to do that.
I know. Well, I would think so.
Be the most powerful man in show business, and then
ruining it.
To sort of fall off the cliff.
But nobody wanted anything to do with him for a while. What happened there?
Well, let me start at the beginning.
Okay.
I mean, you know, for Michael, I met Michael at the William Morris Agency. He started in the mailroom. Howard and I were both, at this point, we started in New York City. Now we were working in the Beverly Hills office because I started a rumor that I was being transferred.
You started your own rumor?
I started a rumor because all the production was moving from New York to Los Angeles. So I started a rumor Shapiro was getting shipped out to Beverly Hills office, and it worked. So I got out here. And we started working at William Morris, and Howard came out a little bit after that. And we both grew nicely because there was so much activity. And then Howard had an assistant out of the mailroom. Mike Ovitz started in the mailroom. He became Howard West's assistant. Mm. And Howard trained him quite well, I might add. Mm-hmm. And then Howard and I left to start our management production company because we didn't want to wear ties anymore. Now, I always thought that was... like a manager producer in an agent suit, so
right.
We could have shed the suit anyway.
Good for you.
So I left first, and I said, Howard, I'd love for you to join me because it would be great to continue our partnership that started when we were 8 years old, sharing comic books and buying our first car together as partners.
Mm-hmm.
And then and Ovitz, you know, just learned so much from Howard, and then Howard had to tell Mike, look, you've done a great job as my assistant. Now you're going to have much, much more to do when I leave because it's an incredible opportunity. Howard said Mike Ovitz turned white. You know, he wasn't prepared to handle the amount of work and the level of work that Howard was doing, you know, as a packaging agent and an executive, a very highly thought of executive at William Morris.
How old was he at that time?
How old was Mike?
Yes.
I think in probably about 28 or something like that.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Howard said, you're gonna thrive, you know, because you got the brains to do it. You know, you got it. You can't miss. Just hang in there, work around the clock, and you can't miss.
Mm-hmm.
So within 1 year, he became like the fair-haired boy at William Morris. Mike grew tremendously. Then they decided that, in fact, Ovitz and Ron Meyer, now the president of Universal,
mm-hmm.
they were going to start an agency business themselves. And they came to Howard, you know, for advice. You know, because he said Bill Haber and Mike Rosenfeld and Resnick were going to...
Resnick? What's Resnick?
What's his name?
Say if we're related, I'm coming out.
Right. Well, you know, there's a lot of Marshall Resnick, you know, he was there also.
Sure.
But anyhow, he advised if they're going to start an agency, it was Roland Perkins.
Okay, sure.
Roland Perkins wasn't Resnick. You see, you're on my mind. You know, you're such a powerful personality, John.
Oh, come on, George. I love it.
Roland Perkins was the fifth one.
Okay.
And Howard advised them to all go into business together,
mm-hmm.
which worked well. I mean, they grew so rapidly.
But Michael became very powerful. How did he get that rocket to success that he became so powerful, George?
I think probably because he's smart. He's a great salesman. He has good instinct. He was wonderful with talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and... He's sharp as a mind could be, and he reached the top.
Sure, and he built up. He and a couple other guys built up the Creative Artists Agency. But somewhere at that pinnacle, I'm trying to figure out what did he do to blow with it. Everyone blacklisted him.
I think he wanted new challenges, and that's why he decided to leave. And he was having talks with Universal for quite a while,
mm-hmm.
and you know they couldn't settle the deal. But then once he started, it came out that he was negotiating. He knew he had to leave because he wasn't going to be head of the agency anymore.
Right.
And that didn't work out. And the funny thing is that the Universal offer then came to Ron Meyer.
Oh, sure.
Who took it. And he's been there ever since.
Mm.
And then he took the job at Disney.
Oh, that was a fiasco.
I don't have to comment on that because his documents are so many places.
Yeah, sure.
Well, that didn't work out, and his ego got in the way, and it was just...
I think you said the key words. His ego got in the way, and that's probably what ruined it. But let me... I mean, there's so much to cover here, and one thing I wanted to ask you. You first met Jerry Seinfeld in 1980, correct?
That is absolutely accurate.
Okay. And you met him either at the Improv or the Comedy Store for the first time.
I saw him at the Comedy Store for the first time.
Okay. What did you think of when you first saw him? How did he affect you? Was he polished? Was he rough, a diamond in the rough?
Well, when I first saw him, he didn't move much. He sort of stood in front of just the opposite. Now he's flying all over the stage with, you know, great physical comedy. He would stand in front of the microphone and just do very smart and clever material.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing stuff about the cotton balls and the little dog in the car looking out the window. All observational comedy, but so smart.
Sure.
So right away I knew that he was a wonderful writer because he wrote this material. He wrote every night. He always wrote when he was on the road. He'd love to be on the road because it gave him more time, you know, to write. He would watch the David Letterman show late at night. Then it was on NBC. And then be inspired to write. And after I saw him, he first pointed out to me from a young guy that worked in our company, Jim Canciola. And then I saw him, and I loved him. And I brought Howard in, and Howard was so impressed. Also, he was completely clean in his material.
I love it,
which he does it because it's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he uses dirty words, but on stage he feels that it's a cheap way to get a laugh. So he really wanted to earn the laugh.
Sure.
He really was, you know, never blew on stage.
You know, one thing you said.
He always admired, you know, good comedy. No matter, he loved Richie Pryor. That was the best comic ever.
Sure, right.
You know, he used blue material, but it was generic. Sam Kinison he loved. And, you know, so it's not a question of that. It just was his own challenge was to be funny without being dirty.
You had said once, quoted, I don't know if it was USA Today or somewhere, you had stated that he went 14 years without a vacation. And we get back from this break, we're going to find out Jerry Seinfeld went 14 years without a vacation, but you met him in 1980, and it wasn't until July 5th, 1989, that his TV show debuted. I want to find out from you, George, what did you do to keep the man alive and nurture his career of those years before he hit it big on TV?
Okay, that's easy.
Great. Ladies and gentlemen, George Shapiro, legendary talent manager and television producer, will be back on Legends of Success.
Are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his entire career to educating baby boomers how to avoid becoming prey to market volatility and the retirement spend down trap. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David's now offering free free copies of his latest book, Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, to the first 1,000 boomers to respond to this message.
To receive David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Have a question or comment about the show? You can call John at 1-800-458-5656 or send him an email, john@legendsofsuccess.com. This is Legends of Success with John Resnick.
George Shapiro, legendary talent manager, the man that discovered Jerry Seinfeld, he and his partner Howard West have been lifelong friends, what, 60-some, 70 years by now, huh?
Well, let's see now. We met when we were 8, so it's not quite, but
60.
Close.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And went into business together.
Over 60 years.
Over 60 years. George, sometimes do you just look back? I mean, let's take a look at America. You know, 99% of people out there, we go to school out in life, and you graduate, you get married, you get a job, you work until you retire, and then you hopefully you live long enough to spend some retirement money. Your life has been totally unorthodox in contrast to most people's lives, and you're having more fun than most people could ever dream of. What is that life like?
Thank God for that. It's great to have fun.
It is.
It's great because since I'm a little kid, I mean, I love comedy. I love to laugh. You know,
sure.
You know, watching Abbott and Costello and Laurel and Hardy and Jerry Lewis when he's working with Dean Martin, you know, mm-hmm. You know, laughing is the greatest feeling in the world. And whoever thought I could be in a profession where I'm surrounded with laughter, working with comedians every day, traveling with them, going to comedy festivals, No, it's a dream. I mean, it's absolutely, I don't take it for granted.
And what
not for a day do I take it for granted.
What do you say to young people? Before we get back to the Jerry thing, I wanted to ask you, what do you say to young people right now before they get caught into the routine of life where it's more difficult to take that chance? What inspiration do you have for them?
Well, the most important thing for young people, and it, sometimes it's hard, but every time you have an opportunity, when you're in an environment that you really feel good and uplifted and energized, you know, that's the place to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are certain things where you have to follow your gut. And sometimes, you know, you go on a path where you know you're not happy. Many people have gotten off that path. You know, you may be studying accounting, which I did. I did well in accounting, but I couldn't sit still. I had spilkes and tuchus. That means needles in your ass. You know, but you know, so I couldn't stand it. So.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just had to do something that was sort of more energizing for me.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you know, there's doctors that are energized or research scientists that are very excited about what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's such an individual, you know,
passion.
Decision. You
yeah.
know, it has to come from your gut.
We'll continue our conversation with George Shapiro, the man who discovered Jerry Seinfeld, on Legends of Success in just a moment. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Lauren, and this is my dog, Mr. Sparks. We're from Miami, Florida, and we love our Ring Video doorbell, mostly because over the past year, I've had a bunch of packages stolen. Those delivery guys expect us to be at home for 4 hours of the day just waiting. Like the other day, we were at the store, and I got a pop-up on my phone. I saw the delivery guy talk to him right from my doorbell. Here, listen.
Would you want me to leave it here or over by the plant, over on the side?
By the plant. So now I know my packages are safe. It's like I'm at home and the park at the same time, which is awesome for me and my dog, Mr. Sparks.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, and stories like this are exactly why I started Ring, to make our neighborhoods safer. Join Lauren, Mr. Sparks, and the millions of your neighbors who love Ring. So go to ring.com/America and receive a special offer on the Ring Video Doorbell. That's ring.com/America.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
And inspiring stories told firsthand by the legends themselves. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Okay, we're back on Legends of Success, visiting with George Shapiro. George, I've got to ask you, when you started your career, were you doing it for the money or is it something that you loved?
No, I had a philosophy that I just wanted to work hard, do what I loved, and the money would follow. And, you know, it's the same philosophy that Jerry Seinfeld has. You know, since he started, it was about the work. That is displayed beautifully in The Comedian.
Yes.
When Arnie Adams, another comedian, is saying, you know, I see my friends, that they have money, they have homes, apartments, and they're married, they're successful. And Jerry says, what are you talking about? Because Jerry never looked at that. He never looked at the goals, you know, to be famous or to have a lot of money.
Sure.
He just went with the work ethic, did what he loved to do, and it all followed him. And that's pretty much my philosophy.
You discovered, you found Jerry 1980 at the Comedy Club on Sunset Strip.
Yeah, it was the Comedy Store.
Yeah, the Comedy Store, the former Ciro's, I believe, didn't it?
That is correct, and I was in Ciro's.
Were you?
Yeah, that's right. And then Sammy Shore, you know, started it, and
sure.
Sammy Shore got it in a divorce settlement. So she took over. She was
done well.
She was the queen of the comedy store.
But Jerry's show didn't debut until July 5th of 89. What did you do to nurture the career? And how insecure was he? And what was your job? I mean, how did you pull this off for 9 long years until something hit big with him?
Well, you know, Jerry had an incredible work ethic, and he was. He had a job. You know, he was a comedian. He would work in clubs. He would go on the road. Also, you know, he would also work very hard going, like, the day before to do publicity. Did all the local television stations and print in every little city he went to. Mm-hmm. And he had good material. So you start a reputation, and you could go back to the cities. There's some great cities, you know, like Chicago and Seattle and San Diego, besides working in the clubs in New York City.
Sure.
Also, he did material, you know. So yeah, I started working with him. It wasn't that difficult because he was so good.
Sure.
And on May 6, 1981, which is like a year after we started working together, he got his first shot on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And
wow.
That was huge in those days. They didn't have, you know, 8 cable comedy series going on the air. That was the highest level, you know.
Sure, that was the pinnacle.
That you could reach, the pinnacle. That's the word I was looking for.
Thank you.
You're very articulate.
Well, thank you. Inspire me.
Right. Anyway, he did that, and Johnny Carson gave him the okay sign. And he says to this day that Jerry said this is the most important night of his life. The biggest thing in his career was doing that first Johnny Carson show. And kept having him come back. He came back, and then he did the David Letterman show.
Sure.
And that's when I kept in touch with NBC and Brandon Tartikoff. Every time he did a show, I would send a tape. I would send articles.
Right.
And then and it was 1988. He was doing his first concert in a theater in New York City, Town Hall, small theater,
mm-hmm.
like 1,000 seats. And then I wrote this letter to Brandon Tartikoff along with this great article that came out in People magazine, like 3 pages on an emerging comedian, Jerry Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
And I invited Brandon to go to Town Hall and with his associates at NBC. He didn't go, but it triggered a meeting.
Right.
And I went in to meet with him and Warren Littlefield and Rick Ludwin, who's in charge of late-night programming
wow.
and specials for NBC. And we had a great meeting. And Jerry, they said if he comes up with an idea, they'd love to hear it. And 3 days later, he met Larry David in New York City at Catch a Rising Star.
Jeez.
They walked around town making fun of supermarkets and had coffee afterwards. And then that's when the show was born, about a comedian and his friends. And
What an incredible story. And as they said, it was a show about nothing. It was really just about everyday life.
Yeah. But then they got after. That's how it started. But then the stories came. They had great stories. It didn't. Ended mm-hmm. up with every episode having 4 stories for the 4 leads. So yep. It started off at nothing, and they did that episode called The Pilot on Seinfeld where they pitched the show to NBC.
That was great. I remember that one well.
Bob Balaban, yeah, he sort of played Warren Littlefield, who was the president of NBC.
Okay.
And that was just an absolutely great show.
I've got time for one small story here. I want you to tell me what happened in 1998 when Jerry Seinfeld finally quit. How much he was offered, where it was, and who was in that room.
Okay, Jerry Seinfeld, at the end of the 9th season, Seinfeld was number one of all shows, you know, because ER was doing well, but it passed ER, and it was the number one show
sure.
in the world, basically, audience-wise. Jack Welch had a meeting with Bob Wright, Howard West, my partner, and Jerry Seinfeld over at the Trump Tower, you know, on Central Park West. It was in Bob Wright's apartment. Beautiful
mm-hmm.
dining room with an engraved menu for breakfast. And it was a beautiful sunny day overlooking Central Park. And Bob Welch had charts showing how Seinfeld was growing. It went past everything. You know, at one point, when we're opposite Home Improvement was dominating. And now, you know, Home Improvement was declining. Seinfeld was number one and still climbing in the ratings. Mm-hmm. He gave us a whole chart. It was like reverse.
Sure.
Because usually you sell to a network, and it was the opposite. He was selling Jerry to go on to season 10, and he wrote on a little piece of paper, Jack Welch, handed it to Jerry, and it said $5 million per episode.
And that's how many episodes?
22. Could
right.
you figure that out?
$110 million.
Very good. So anyway, it was quite flattering. And Jerry, you know, he said, well, you know, thank you for the offer. We'll think about it. We'll talk about it. Then we went for a walk in Central Park. You know, Jerry lived, always kept an apartment in Central Park, and we sat on the bench, 81st Street in Central Park West.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same bench when that Jerry sat on with his father when he was 21 years old, and he was just a senior at Queens College and told his father he wanted to go into comedy.
Oh, jeez.
The same bench. His uh-huh. father was supportive, incidentally.
Mm.
And then he talked, and he said from his gut, he said he just feels it's time to leave the scene. And I think it helped his syndication.
Wow.
The show is the most successful show in the history of syndication.
Well, I read
He's
that...
selling out concerts. I think all of that has to do with his leaving.
At the top.
Ovation.
George, you have been a great guest. We will talk...
Well, you've been a great interview, and I like your voice.
Well, thank you. I will sing for you next time. People turn off the radio, but I will tell you this. I look forward to seeing you not long, in a few weeks. And I hope you do decide to come back, because there's so much more you have to share that we didn't get
okay,
into.
Okay, we'll have that discussion. And say hi to your wife, Billy.
I will do that. You've been a great guest. And stick around 1 second, folks.
Okay.
And I also want to give special thanks to Amy Hyatt at George Shapiro's office, the team here at Legends of Success, and as always, the beautiful and intelligent Billy Resnick, my best friend. Most of all, folks, thank you for tuning in. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week. I'm John Resnick. This has been Legends of Success.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. A national survey of more than 1,000 U.S. drivers reveals a surprising disparity between attitudes and behavior when it comes to distracted driving. The survey was commissioned by Esurance to better understand why people get distracted when they're behind the wheel. One worrying finding is that more than 90% of those surveyed believe that texting while driving is not a good idea, but more than half of daily commuters continue to do it anyway. Stephanie Braun is the director of the Connected Car at Esurance.
Despite the fact that fatalities related to distracted driving are on the rise, the survey tells us that drivers are willing to take the risk and continue to give in to the lure of using technology while driving. We're seeing more automakers try to address the issue of distracted driving through semi-autonomous features, but nearly a third of drivers with in-car safety tech believe warning sounds and alerts can be distracting as well.
For more information, visit www.esurance.com. That's www.esurance.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says America will soon have a new top diplomat, expressing confidence that Mike Pompeo, the current CIA director, will soon be confirmed as Secretary of State. The president yesterday praising Pompeo's work recently at a meeting with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un.
And got along with him really well, really great. And he's that kind of a guy. He's very smart, but he gets along with people.
At that Q&A after meeting with the Japanese Prime Minister yesterday, President Trump also declared that he will not be firing the special counsel in the Russia probe, Robert Mueller, nor Deputy AG Rob Rosenstein, though he said he hopes the probe ends soon.
We want to get the investigation over with.
The Labor Department says 1,000 fewer first-time jobless claims were filed last week, and that's just about what analysts were predicting. And this is USA Radio News.
Wayne Island Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got on my pillow.
and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Possible charges in the death of the musician Prince could be announced soon. The Carver County, Minnesota DA Mark Metz is set to make his decision 2 years after the music icon's body was found in an elevator at his Paisley Park estate. Prince died of a massive overdose of fentanyl in April 2016. The Star Tribune reports authorities believe the legendary singer took pills not knowing they contained fentanyl. Prince was 57. The FAA is now ordering inspections of all jet engine fan blades, like the one that snapped off and caused an engine to blow on a Southwest Airlines flight on Tuesday. A woman killed when shrapnel from that engine blew out a window, and she was pulled partway out of the plane, though it did make an emergency landing in Philadelphia, and most of the passengers are heralding the pilot as a hero for being able to keep it under control after that catastrophic problem at 23,000 feet. You can find us online at usaradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you?